successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the world of boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Have you ever noticed that everything seems wonderful at Christmas?
You've come flying from the higher place. Fill the stockings by the fireplace. So you ever you, that's true.
This is the world of boating. Greg, your first mate. Barry the Boater, Mike the Mariner, rounding out this crew on a festive holiday edition where we're talking about killing iguanas in Florida.
Well, it's only because you mentioned it when you said if I go out on the Everglades this Wednesday,
yeah,
that there may be, there'll be iguanas, there'll be pythons out there.
Mm-hmm.
You can't shoot the pythons. You got to wrestle them.
Okay. Well, I want pictures.
I was going to volunteer to do that. And I said, no, I'm not wrestling a python that's bigger than my boat.
Why not? Be a man, Barry. Come on.
Okay. You come out with me and you help me.
Nope.
And there you go. See, be
a man. I just want the pictures in the video. I mean, you're going to be out there. I got stuff going on. I'm kind of a busy guy. I got I got boat parades, Christmas light boat parades that I want to go to next weekend. Once again, December 13th is going to be extremely busy around the world. I mean, we got Christmas light boat parades in Australia, Canada. Yeah, I mean, Hawaii, all over the U.S. Biggest one, probably Fort Lauderdale. Winterfest Boat Parade is next Saturday, December 13th. I've been invited to watch it on a boat from the sidelines or be in it, like I was last year.
Oh, you got to go be in it.
Well, I did that last year. And, you know, the only downside about being in it, it is a lot of fun, but you miss the parade. All you see is the guy in front of you and the guy behind you, pretty much. I mean, you get on TV and stuff because they're filming this thing for the world. So, you know, there's
but
that,
you're not
I guess.
Suffering too much. I'm sure there's a frosty beverage involved.
And,
relaxation and some music.
It's a long parade. So,
yeah.
You don't
have to do anything. You sit on the boat, eat and drink.
I know. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying that that's how you get through the 2 hour, trek is you have a festive cocktail. Because you got to sit there and wave constantly. You don't want to, be on the boat and look like a slob.
You got to do that.
Yeah, you got to do the wave. So
let me ask you a question.
I'm flirting with the idea of just going down to watch it this year, but we will see. I haven't made plans just yet.
When you went on there last year, you had to get on the boat where they all sort of get together, right? All the boats kind of
staging area, right? Yeah.
Where do you park? I mean, do they have parking for the people or how does that work? Or do you just get on the boat somewhere else?
They have a staging area there in downtown Fort Lauderdale and you just have to get there some way, park in a garage, then walk to the docks or
to the canal. Well, you are on Jeff's boat. You didn't just drive up to hit where he keeps his boat and then ride it down with him?
I did not. We met him. So because if we would have done that would have added like another hour to the trek. And, I'm a busy guy. I mean, so I was like,
how many boats were in that parade?
Oh, geez. I want to say like 150 or so, maybe even more.
Yeah, that's a big parade.
Yeah, it is.
That's really big.
And it was a lot of fun. I mean, if you ever have the opportunity to actually be in one of these big, massive Christmas light boat parades, I highly recommend it. But like I said, the only downside to the whole thing is that you don't really get to see all the boats because you're in it and you kind of miss the parade. I mean, you see the folks before you, you see the folks behind you, and you see all the crowds, which is kind of fun. But you kind of miss, the whole point a little bit. But after a festive cocktail or two, you don't give a rat's ass.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a friend that's like really super into boat parading.
Yeah.
And he has a 28-foot Sundancer and a very elaborate decoration. He actually has a barge that he pulls behind his boat and he has this huge light system that is in the shape of a shark. It's all LED.
Right.
So when his boat's out on the lake, it looks like this great big blue LED shark going across the lake. And if you look really closely, you can tell, it's a Sea Ray Sundancer pulling a barge because the tail of the shark is on the barge.
Ah, nice.
And so he made it and he goes to all the boat parades that he can attend in the Central Florida area. And so he'll do the Mount Dora chain of lakes. He'll do the Winter Park chain of lakes, but there's three or four different parades, and he does Lake Monroe. That's actually how I met him, because I thought I was going to win that year, because I had a very elaborate decoration on the boat I had at the time. And then he showed up and shark thing
said, I'll show you.
Yeah. As he's pulling out of the marina with that getup, I'm like, well, I just spent a lot of time.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, you know, years ago, I used to do that at the house when the kids were young. And my goal was to put up enough flashy sprinkly lights to cause people, my neighbors, to walk by the house and, you know, trigger an epileptic seizure. That was my goal. And I got pretty close.
You did a Griswold house?
Yeah, I did. I got pretty close. And then right after that, after I did that a few years, and I was miserable after 3 or 4 years of this, because, you know, one light goes out and you're constantly changing bulbs. And, you know, I finally turned to my wife and I was like, you know, I'm miserable. This is not fun. This isn't what Christmas is all about. And so I said, okay, I'm out. And then when I saw all those, you know, videos you see on YouTube now with all the people doing the synchronized lights and talking faces and animation and all this, I'm like, nope, yeah, I'm done. So I gave up. But then, you know, that applies to boats. I mean, the parade, you know, I'd say the boating parades are a little bit behind in that regard, but they're catching up quick. They're getting more and more high tech, like you said, with that type of, you know, technology on the lights and stuff like that. And actually, before we went on the air today, I told Barry, I don't know if you found, are there any Christmas light boat parades where they're just pulling boats on trailers on the road?
Yes, because I thought about that. I said, yeah, what about all these landlocked people that, you know, they had have to go a long way to do a boat parade?
Tailgate to the boat parade kind of thing.
Apparently, maybe. AI says that, yes, many boat parade features decorated boats on trailers, especially those seeking a variety of land-based entries, like the Long Beach Sea Santa Celebration in Mississippi. I don't know why they call it Long Beach then, that actively recruited decorated boats on trailers in 2025, offering a unique waterless boat parade experience, while others like Fort Lauderdale Winterfest have a floating display. Yes, there are out there.
Yeah. Sense. I mean, why don't they? I'm surprised they don't do like a on the road display to the boat parade. You know what I'm saying? Like, because they got to get some of the boats in the water, you know, especially said, okay, for boats 25 and under that are on trailers, you'll have a separate category where we're going to film you on your way to the boat parade. But then you got to do it after dark. I guess that'd be the problem.
Because I don't think you could set all that up on a boat and then travel down the highway at 55 miles an hour.
Well, that would be part of the skill set that you have to
Some skill set. I think what they would end up doing is that they would meet at one place, set up their lights, and then go, you know, 5 to 10 miles an hour down Main Street, USA, with the lights on and the boats on the trailers.
Well, you do that like on a lake here in Orlando, in a water park or something. It'd probably be more conducive to something like that, where most of the boats are going to be trailered in anyway. Might as well, if they're two birds,
then
one Christmas light. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. That's an idea. Maybe we can sponsor that next year. Oh, that'll cost money. So I know what you're saying. Oh, bah humbug, Greg. Don't be a Scrooge. Well, it's just how we roll. More coming up.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Do you have a message or product you need to share with the boating world? Well, look no further than the World of Boating Radio Show. Just like you, thousands of boating enthusiasts are hearing this message, and we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to worldofboating.com, send us an email, and let's get to work to make your marketing message matter.